Welcome back to the Will Leach Experience Podcast. We are doing trivia today with Chuck Culpepper. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Will.
All right, so now, as I've repeated at the end of the podcast yesterday, and by yesterday I mean 3 minutes ago, but for you people listening, it's yesterday. All trivia questions are written by me, and therefore, whatever scoring you get is entirely my fault. We have two. We will do two categories today, and then two categories on Friday. The first is Tuesday current events. This is basically things that happened over the weekend going on in the world of sports. Each of these are worth 5 points. There are 10 questions. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay, number one. Who won the FA Community Shield this weekend?
Arsenal.
That's correct. I don't have my. I usually do a ding, but I'm recording this on my iPhone, so I don't have a special ding sound for you. But ding, that's correct. All right, so that's correct. Number two, who won the PGA Championship this weekend?
Rory McIlroy.
Ding, that is correct. Question three. Tony Stewart's car struck and killed another racer at a motorsports park in New York on Saturday night. What was the name of that racer?
Ward.
That is correct. Number four. Derek Jeter hit an infield single on Saturday to notch his 3,431st hit of his career, passing Honus Wagner for sixth on the all-time list. Who is fifth? Okay, the correct answer is Tris Speaker.
Wow.
Tris Speaker. Wow. They should bring back the name Tris.
Yeah,
I think. all right, number five. What soccer player, considered by many the best in the in Americans' history, will retire at the end of this season?
Landon Donovan.
Ding, that's correct. Number six. Which NFL Hall of Famer and current commentator's charter school, Prime Prep Academy, was exposed by the New York Times this weekend as perpetuating academic fraud and having a, quote, non-existent curriculum?
Deion Sanders.
That is correct. You're killing it, Chuck. Please, I have to reacclimate myself back into sports. You're killing it. All right, number seven. Sports Illustrated released its list of its top 300 fantasy football players for the 2014 season. Who was number one?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, who would be number one? This is going to be a guess because I didn't see it. Oh, it should be. Andrew Luck.
That's incorrect. Jamal Charles. Jamal Charles.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Number eight. The Raptors were fined $25,000 when what rap star, who also serves as the team's global ambassador, told a concert crowd that he was trying to get Kevin Durant to play for Toronto?
Drake, and that's one of the strangest stories in the history of whatever league.
You know what? Another reason artists don't want people to bring their camera phones. You can get your team when you're trying to recruit people, Drake. It's funny. I don't know if you feel this way, but like most of the music I listen to is still like, you know, I came of age. I was in college during grunge. Nirvana hit when I was a junior in high school. So like my whole music thing is all still stuck. Like I still like listen to Pavement bootlegs. Like I'm pathetic. So I have no idea what's going on in music. I guess having a kid now will help. Because now I'm like, oh, I know the Fox song. So that's a start. That will move me. And that, but yeah, Drake, I know the start at the bottom to the top, and that's it. It's amazing how quickly I became an old white man. All right, number nine. 13-year-old Monet Davis threw a shutout for her Little League team on Sunday, sending it to the Little League World Series and becoming the 18th girl ever to appear in the series. What state does Davis's team represent?
Pennsylvania.
That is correct. And number 10. What soccer star who holds the all-time scoring record in the World Cup retired from the German national team this weekend?
I can always spell these, but I never say them right. Miroslav Klose.
Klose, that's correct. That is 40 out of 50. I think that is our all-time high on current events. So well done.
Well, I've been riding to and from the golf course listening to.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that helps.
Okay, so Wednesday. Okay, now we have the second half, which is our topical. I give one general question. If I were to say, name the managers of the following baseball teams. I'd go, one, Los Angeles Dodgers, two, St. Louis Cardinals. That's how this one works. There's one general question, and then there's sub-things. Each of these are worth 5 points.
Okay.
Okay, name the Olympic host city of the following years and seasonal games. Like, for example, if I said 2014 winter, the answer would be Sochi.
Oh, okay. 2016 summer, Rio de Janeiro.
Yes, correct. That's correct. Okay. So number one, 2012 summer.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
London.
That's correct. Ding! Number two, 2004 summer.
Athens.
Correct. Number three, 1994 winter.
Lillehammer.
Oh, man, we had a ringer on this category. Number four, 1984 summer.
Los Angeles.
Ding. Number five, 1980 summer.
Moscow.
Oh, man, you are, these are all, you're doing so good at this, I don't even, not even bothering to tell you that you got them right. number six, 1980 winter.
Lake Placid.
Correct. Number seven, 1936 summer.
Berlin.
Correct. Number eight, 1904 summer.
St. Louis.
Oh, man. Dang, that was my trick one. Number nine, 2002 winter.
Salt Lake City.
And for the first time ever for someone to get all 10 correct, 2020 summer.
Tokyo.
Ding, ding. Look at that. That is correct. You have nine. You got all 10 correct. You only missed two questions out of the 20 toss-ups. Chuck, you are a savant at this. Congratulations.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know. So, okay, so that was very impressive. But now we're going to go to part two. We'll come back for part two. You have 90 out of a possible 100. The all-time record, by the way, which you are in serious danger of passing, is Seth Rosenthal's 129. And you're already at 90. So well done. We'll come back on Friday and do part two. Thanks, Chuck.